taken into custody in Rhode Island earlier this morning. We're told outside of the Providence area where the shooting occurred. That individual that we're looking at there on screen apparently was able to make it into the school, not wearing the all black and perhaps a camouflage mask as police described it last night, but was seen exiting that school where the shooting did occur. Right now, police have not publicly identified the individual, though that could come later today. As far as charges at this point, they believe there's going to be state charges, although federal charges could be added later. Apparently, according to people that have been briefed on this investigation, there was a unique characteristic on this individual's gun that witnesses described to police. And then this morning, when the arrest was made by the FBI, the suspect being turned over to Providence police, apparently that gun that matches that description was found on this person. That's just one of the pieces of evidence that they're looking at this morning and one of the things that they're examining. As far as potential motive here, obviously that's a big question. Right now, we're told there's no indications of any sort of terrorism, but one avenue that they're definitely looking into is whether or not this particular individual had a specific axe to grind against that college, against that school that's located in that building, the engineering school, or the building itself, or the university at large. So that's definitely a big focus right now for investigators as they try and determine a motive. But we could expect state charges to be filed as soon as later today or early tomorrow. That's where this investigation stands. Certainly questions in the law enforcement community. According to a press conference last night and what officials said, this school was unlocked. The doors were unlocked because there were examinations that were going on. Kids were studying for final exams. And so there's some questions as to how individuals could come in or out of that building without any sort of particular security ID badge or some sort of a swipe. But that's all being looked at and being looked at by law enforcement. Obviously, some questions for Brown University going forward as far as the free access to this campus.